This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And every single day we think, gee, are we grateful for those fine listeners. Gee as in gratitude, right? A lot of gratitude here. Coming off of Thanksgiving week. Coming into the holidays. Yes. Thanks for listening, folks. Appreciate it very much. We're going to talk about a couple of things. I guess a little out of the ordinary today. We're going to talk pizza. I mean, Todd and Kevin started this war of which pizza is better. And Todd, did you ever say, was it taco pizza? Was that what you were thinking? I know Kevin was saying, the chicken Alfredo is what he's got for. But I couldn't remember what you were arguing with him over. I think it was taco. Was it? Taco? Maybe? Todd? I don't hear Todd.
He just thinks I'm weird.
He thinks you're weird? Okay. You're admitting that. Also, we're going to chat on the program today with our friends from an organization that is part of Giving Tuesday. So a number of organizations, if you give today and you do it online, they match it. I think they've stolen the idea of Giving Hearts Day for Tuesday after Thanksgiving. You know, you had Monday, now you have Giving Tuesday, you know, they're doing it all. And there is an organization called Creative Life Resources that is an organization that helps veterans get service dogs. How's that for a worthy cause, huh? So we're going to tell you a little bit about that. And more of our conversations on the shutdown, whether or not it happened, what's happening at the border, as well as a conversation that broke out today related to agriculture and farming and independent farms, small farms, big farms, and just sort of the state of agriculture where things are at today. I don't think they're as bad as some people are portraying, in a widespread sense, because I think, honestly, if you have, significant size operation, you anticipate there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. However, that doesn't make it any easier for somebody trying to make it. And it might be on less solid financial ground, and that's why you see some of these bankruptcies. But again, the news media is touting that the bankruptcies are on the rise. They are, but it's still a number that is, in my mind, significantly small when you consider that it's a multi-state area and still less than 100 bankruptcies in a year. So, I don't know, maybe we should get a banker on to talk a little bit about that. Obviously, they're the ones watching that close, but we'll continue to have that conversation. Here's how you join us. 258-0550 is the local number, 800-228-0550, toll-free. You can always text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Okay, Todd's back now. So we can find out what kind of pizza it is you were fighting with Kevin over. What was it again?
Alfredo.
I know yours. I'm talking about Todd's.
Pepperoni and sausage like God intended. None of this goofy foo-foo pizza stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. They're battling over the best pizza corner pizza.
Well, the good news is he's not going to steal mine. I'm not going to steal his. So that's all good news there.
That's a good thing. Exactly right. Matt Selvig is the pizza corner marketing guru and joins us to talk about this iconic brand, born in Valley City, North Dakota, and now spreading across the upper Midwest. Matt, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, Scott. I'm here to kind of talk Kevin and Todd off the ledge a little bit. You know, we've had some social media justice warriors up there verbally sparring back and forth, so we don't want any more. We just want love and peace. And,
yes.
Yeah, we can bring that through taco, through chicken Alfredo, whatever is good to go, or sausage and pepperoni. We got that, too.
I'm getting texts already. I agree with Todd. So they're piling on, Kevin. They're piling on for you. And Matt, thank you for solving that, because quite honestly, this is, you know, this is not life and death. This is really good pizza, though, and it's exciting to see what's happening with Pizza Corner. That brand is expanding in a big way beyond Valley City in North Dakota, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Scott, you mentioned it a little bit ago. 1977 is when it began at the corner of 2nd and Main there in Valley City. And Dave Zubrod, the original pizza guy, he did a fantastic job and really kind of developed an iconic pizza in North Dakota, Pizza Corner Pizza. And, you know, through the years, the fundraising program has been so successful. You know, you can find a Pizza Corner Pizza pretty much in any bar up in the North Dakota area, at all grocery stores, convenience stores, et cetera. And, you know, 2 years ago when Bernatello's took over Pizza Corner, bought out Pizza Corner, you know, there was some uproar. And you know, I think one of the things that has to be talked about is, you know, there were a couple of things that were different. Obviously, the recipe was the same, but just the process in which the pizzas were made, that was very different. Okay, so you're going from more of a handmade type of pizza from the original Pizza Corner crew to more of an automated system, which obviously with Bernatello's being a bigger corporation and, you know, doing more volume, that was the change that had to be made. So I think people took a little offense to that and were a little shocked by that. But over the time, we've made some adjustments. We've listened and we feel that we've got this Pizza Corner thing down, and the pizza is fantastic. And now the new packaging, I feel, really helps take it to the next level. It's just that freshness, and it's not so compact. We got rid of that vacuum seal packaging, so the crust can breathe a little bit more. And I think, yeah, it is a great pizza. I know that, Scott, we had it together a few weeks ago. We enjoyed some pizza together, and yeah, all the varieties are fantastic.
Yeah, it really, really is. I mean, the other thing I think that, you know, you mentioned to me, and I found this interesting because I guess the average consumer wouldn't realize this, but when a grocery store, you know, chain or, you know, particular store manager, whatever, when they're deciding what kind of products they purchase and they put in their freezers, things like how it's packaged make a big difference to them, right? It can mean the difference between whether that's in, you know, 10 stores or 100 stores.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And, you know, with the packaging of Pizza Corner Pizza, the vacuum seal packaging, which, you know, was very unique to North Dakota. Obviously, with Bernatello's being an upper Midwest company, we've got a lot of pizzas in a lot of different markets. And with bringing the Pizza Corner packaging that it was into other grocery stores in the upper Midwest, we ran into some speed bumps, and they weren't quite as, some of the stores weren't as open to bringing the Pizza Corner pizza brand in to their freezers because of the bulkiness of the packaging and because of, you know, maybe how it looked. It just was, like I said, a little bit of a speed bump for some of those other grocery stores. So we really feel that with this overwrap, with the new packaging, the new logo, it's going to be more attractive to customers all across the entire Midwest. And we're proud of that. We're proud of bringing the Pizza Corner tradition to other states and to expand the growth so that people can realize this really is a fantastic pizza, and definitely still giving dibs and, you know, all of the credit back to the folks who started it back in Valley City in 1977.
I tell you what I liked about it. You know, you take it out of the package and it's different. The package is definitely different, but I didn't need a scissors, yep. So I kind of like that. But I take it out, and what's the same is, you know, the fact that that pizza is so much different than a lot of other pizzas out there. It's just got that, well, the crust, I think, more than anything. Is that crust super unique?
Yeah, it really is. I love it. You know, with the old packaging, it would kind of just suck everything down and together. But with the new packaging, as I mentioned, it kind of allows that crust to breathe a little bit, almost raises it just a little bit, if you will. And yeah, I love it. It's nice and chewy. It's got great flavor, great texture. And you're going to definitely find that out when you dig into it. And you know something, a lot of folks too are questioning, okay, why did you quote unquote hide the toppings under the cheese? Okay, so let's just clarify that real quick. So a couple of reasons for that. First of all, it actually allows the toppings to stay more fresh under the cheese. Then the cheese is taking the brunt of the heating process while you're baking your pizza. And actually too, even more of a minor detail, but in the freezer, when the toppings were on top of the cheese, we were running into some ultraviolet light or ultra violet lighting issues that were kind of turning the meats a little bit gray, and it's just not an attractive product at that point. So some of those small details that folks may not know, that all went into some of the reasons why, you know, we decided to put the toppings under the cheese. There are actually more toppings on some of the pizzas now, with the weight and whatnot. So we've added toppings to them just under the cheese now. So please know that, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, there are still the great amount of toppings, and it's not that we're trying to hide the toppings. We just wanted to put the cheese on top for some of those reasons I just mentioned.
So. I think it's an exciting time. I know, obviously, we were just talking about this in agriculture. Some people don't like it when things get bigger, but, you know, there could have been a day there would be no more Pizza Corner. You're just not able to keep a brand like that going in a town like Valley City. Instead, you know, Bernatello's becomes part of the, you know, a solution to expanding that brand, and now we're able to get it and keep it going. And it is same great pizza. I know. I mean, I think you actually are sneaking a little more sauce on there, too. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so, too. I like it. That's how I like my pizza. I like a little bit more sauce. And you know, that's the one thing, Scott, that we want the folks of North Dakota to know is we are taking you seriously. We are listening to your opinions and your thoughts on Pizza Corner Pizza. And we are absolutely serious about helping the Pizza Corner Pizza brand grow. And so please know that, you know, with this change, that it is with kind of the long term in mind. And
that's fantastic.
You know, as I said,
hold that thought if you would, Matt. We'll come back and talk about a couple of community events and some things are helping out nonprofits, and then also Justin Devil's Lake, Fred and Wayne. Stay tuned.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
No summer is complete without a trip to Medora. Folks, get there and get there quick because summer's slipping away. Here's Justin to tell us a little bit about what's new in Medora. And there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You not only have to see the new Medora musical with a big patriotic finale, but in downtown Medora, we have new shows like Todd Oliver and his talking dog, Carl and Greta's cowboy sing-along for girls and boys to have a little fun. And man, even a wonderful work show about Harold Schaefer. There's a ton of new stuff in downtown Medora. You have to stay a few nights.
The famous Medora musical, the greatest show in the West always. It is a must-see, and with summer slipping away, just make plans to get there and take that in and everything else, including some of those great new things that Justin is telling you about, too. 1-800-MEDORA-1 is the number to call for tickets. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or go online to Medora.com. Thanks, Justin.
Bully.
Bully for Medora. Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Oh, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We've been talking about a pizza brand that North Dakotans consider their own and appreciate. I remember the first time I had a Pizza Corner pizza. It was fantastic. It was out of a pizza oven in a little pub. I was with my dad, and it was, you know, not a pub you could drink in there, but I wasn't drinking. Obviously, I was, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Not long after I moved to North Dakota. So it's really good. And, you know, we're talking about farming. And do you do it how you've done it, or do you do it differently, and do you change, and do you evolve, and is bigger better, and all of those things? I mean, it's a balance, isn't it? I mean, one of our fine sponsors, H.A. Thompson & Sons, been around since 1908, over 100 years. Now, if H.A. Thompson opened and said, we're going to do everything exactly the same, they wouldn't, for instance, be providing this link service to about 600 buildings throughout the upper Midwest, where they handle all of the mechanical. They do all of the environmental maintenance for the building, the business. They take care of it. And they do that all throughout the region. That's 600 folks doing that, maintaining that mechanical heating and cooling systems. Well, that's innovative. That's worked for a lot of folks because their bottom line stays the same. They know exactly what their costs are going to be for, you know, the mechanical side of things. And H.A. Thompson & Sons, pros, they've been doing it a long time. And keep that equipment going. So find out more at hatandsons.com or call them at 701-223-3393. What's on your mind? Tuesday edition of the program. I'm getting a little excited because a week from today we take a boatload of listeners, actually a plane load of listeners, and not a boat because it's a little chilly this time of year for a boat, but we'll do the plane thing, Todd. Pond or pool, you know what I'm saying? Pool for you, pond for me. So, yeah. Anyway,
he can't beat the classics. Caddyshack, yeah, most case for missing.
You can't beat the classics. Anyway, we're going to Washington, D.C. to take it all in. And the itinerary is just fun and loaded up and just a blast. And I'll be checking in with you for a few days. So I'm looking forward to that. That's 1 week from today. We're chatting today on the program with our friend from Pizza Corner on the program. Matt Selvig is here, and Matt is heading up the marketing efforts for Pizza Corner. I want to ask you about a couple of things before I let you go, Matt, related to some nice things that you folks are doing. For one, Pizza Corner is out and about showcasing the new look, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Spent a couple of days last week, Scott, up in Grand Forks, and I'm going to be in the Fargo area starting this Sunday, December 2nd, going through December 14th. As a matter of fact, I will get you guys a schedule that you can post and allow people to see, but we're going to be doing Cashwise, Family Fair, Hornbacher's. We're going to be making a stop at the Fargo Ice Fishing Show December 7th, 8th, and 9th. So if you're going to be out and about looking forward to that, you can swing by and sample a Pizza Corner pizza with the new packaging. And, yeah, we're going to be out and about, so it should be a lot of fun.
Todd would like you to forget about picking up the pizza oven that is at the Bismarck Studios now of K-Fire. Isn't that what you said, Todd?
That's pretty much what everybody's telling me here, yeah.
No need to pick it up. They'll continue to...
Our freezer's getting empty, too, so in case there's any spare whatever laying around. Not the chicken Alfredo, though. That stuff goes to Kevin. We like real pizza here.
So just remember that on the Bismarck swing, okay? You got that, Matt?
He
you
got remember? Quiet over there.
Yeah. No, I got that. I was actually...
He's rolling his eyes going,
and writing myself a note to drop off more pizzas. So I was just right scribbling that down.
Perfect.
And, yep. And for more pizzas, you need the pizza oven, too. So, yeah. So lots of swings, including, as you said, Fargo, December 2nd through the 14th. And you'll see them everywhere. And I also saw this really neat nonprofit that you're helping out, Great North Pole. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing for them.
Yeah, so we're actually going to be donating a little over 1,000 pizzas for the Great North Pole, and they are an organization up in the Fargo area that they help out needy families around this time of year. A lot of great opportunities for us to be able to partner with them, and you know, we said, hey, let's go ahead and help out some families here around this Christmas season and bring some joy to them. So yeah, we're going to be donating a bunch of pizzas. And I mean, obviously you guys know too, with the fundraising efforts, we've got a lot of involvement there. And earlier this last fall, we tag teamed with the Valley City High School, student council, and they did a little, stuff a truck, fundraiser for the local food pantry. And so we donated a bunch of pizzas, there as well. So, wanting to still get in very much involved with community and give back to those who have supported Pizza Corner Pizza yeah, this is just one small way that we can do it. And yeah, like I said, guys, we're really excited. We want to get up there. We want folks to try the pizza, to know that nothing has changed. The pizza is still the same, just the packaging, the logo has changed. But, you know, when I was up in Grand Forks this last week, I said, hey, try the pizza. A lot of people did, and they're just like, yeah, tastes great. Tastes the same to me. So come on out. I'll get that schedule sent to you guys. See us and enjoy a slice of Pizza Corner Pizza. We've got some dollar off coupons. We've got a chance for you to win a cool ice fishing trip with Kurt Walbeck of Outdoor Bound TV. We'll have more information on that. So a lot of great things happening with Pizza Corner Pizza.
Fantastic. Texter says, thanks for having the Pizza Corner guy on. I'm so sick of arguing with conspiracy theorists about how the pizza doesn't have the same ingredients. It's still awesome pizza. So there you go.
Yes. Thank you. And that's what we love to hear. You know, I actually talked to a couple of folks, as I mentioned, up in Grand Forks. This one gal's like, you know, we really thought, you know, going into it that it looked different and it wasn't going to be the same. And then she said, and then we tried it, especially my son, who didn't really want to try it because he didn't like the change. And she said, he actually likes it more now. So there you go. So you just got to try it. You got to give it a shot. It tastes great. You're going to love it.
Another texter says, nothing better than a pizza corner and a tall beer at the Five Spot in Stanley. Add a little
beautiful.
NDSU.
I've got some bottle openers that I'm going to be giving away, too. So come and see me whenever I'm out and about. So nice pizza corner bottle openers.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Add a little NDSU football, and he says, and it's absolutely perfect. So like
beautiful.
It. All right. A lot of fans out there, and fun to hear. Matt, thanks so much. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you so much, Scott. Appreciate it. We'll be in touch. And, yeah, go NDSU.
There you go, Matt Selvig. Thank you very much. He just made a few UND fans mad, but that's okay. I bet he wants UND to go, too. There you go.
Yeah.
Right there in Stanley. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. I don't know. I've always loved Pizza Corner Pizza, and to me, it's a North Dakota thing. So the changes, I thought, were worthy of us chatting about a little bit today on the program. Jess in Devil's Lake, I've been keeping you waiting. Let's get you in here to tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, Scott, am I on?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to encourage your listeners to get more involved with this voter ID, not just to talk about it, but to find a group or to organize a group themselves, because I see it as the biggest, baddest danger out there after these midterms and all the shenanigans that have went on. I'm going to make it a point to try to help anybody that's actively involved in trying to get this a national measure so that we can have it for the 2020 election. Before I forget about it, can you give me Kevin Kramer's contact information if he has an office in Devil's Lake even?
Does he have an office in Devil's Lake? I don't know the answer to that, but I will find out for you. And after the break, if you grab a pen, I'll have it ready for you, okay?
I got a pen.
Yeah, okay. you got a pen, but I'm going to run out of time here to be able to give you the numbers, okay. What I'm saying. So just hang on, and I'll give you that number. I don't think there's a Devil's Lake number. There may be. Senators have more field offices because they have bigger budgets, so he may be adding a Devil's Lake office soon. We'll see. And then also, Fred and Wayne want to get you in here, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. There's a ton of excitement surrounding the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. A great new package and still loaded with quality toppings, tangy tomato sauce on an Italian-style bakery crust. No wonder Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. And we want to give you, our loyal customers, a chance to celebrate with us by winning a great prize. Register online at pizzacornerpizza.com for your chance to win an ice fishing trip courtesy of Outdoor Bound TV. Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction has been swift and harsh to the General Motors announcement that it's laying off nearly 15,000 workers at five of its plants in the U.S. and Canada. 4 of those in the U.S. But an auto workers union rep in Canada says,
the reality is this is just a corporation, a greedy corporation, trying to make more money off of the backs of employees.
The automaker says it wants to focus now on building trucks, SUVs, and electric vehicles. President Trump says instead of closing factories, it should be working on just making vehicles people want to buy. Mississippi voters will decide who will be the state's next senator in a runoff election today, as Republican incumbent Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith is favored to win over her Democratic opponent, former Congressman Mike Espy. Hyde-Smith was appointed after Republican Thad Cochran resigned in April. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Thursday is a big day in Steele, North Dakota, the auction center of North America. Our friends at Piper's have quite the sale going. My gosh, they've got a growing list of equipment there. You can get the whole lineup at Piper's.com. Go to Piper's.com and check that out. But it's right there at the auction center. It starts at 10 a.m. You can do online or on-site bidding. Your choice there that day. And again, they have been adding by the day all kinds of equipment. I can't even start listing everything because it just goes on and on and on and on. But I'd encourage you to go, depending on what you're looking at. I mean, here's a Dayton drill press. Here's a floor jack. Here's a welder. Here's a Sportsman crank generator. Here's a 7,500 watt generator and a Honda EM5000 generator, a Tiger Paw generator. A thermodynamics plasma cutter, as an example, a mag drill, a vehicle hoist, 1,000-gallon diesel tank of the gas, industrial hazardous material storage locker, a Leon 660 blade attachment, a grapple attachment, Grouser skid steer tracks. You're getting the idea here, aren't you? Bobcat roller attachments, all kinds of attachments, snow blowers, and trucks and equipment, fleet trucks. A lot. So check out the whole list. And remember, that's Thursday, Steele, North Dakota. Piper's, the auction center of North America. All right. One bit of unfinished business that I need to do before I go to this guest is to give you telephone numbers for Congressman Kevin Cramer. For our previous guest, wanted to be able to contact Congressman Cramer and one of his offices. Where did they put them here? I've got them. They've got. This is not the website's fault. This is my computer's fault right now. It's not wanting to open these. And by the way, the Farm Bill has passed the House of Representatives. Some breaking news there today. It's actually on Congressman Cramer's site. That's very good news. It is really good news. So they're working on waters of the U.S. Right now, too, as well. So Senate's got to get it done, but they're working. They're hard at it. So we'll get you an update on that tomorrow because Congressman Cramer will be here for a full hour. Anyway, sorry, his offices are in Washington, D.C., Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. So since you wanted the Devil's Link, I'm going to give you the next closest in Grand Forks. That would be 701-738-4880. Talk with Randy there. 701-738-4880. 4880 for Congressman Kramer's office there. Hope that helps, sir, and I do agree with your point about just the voter ID, not only just, you know, getting the system, you say nationwide, I say breaking through the fake news of this. This is a great example where the fake news puts out a narrative that, you know, the Native American vote suppression, for instance, and all kinds of media came from all over the world to see this. But it didn't happen. It was ridiculous. You know, so they just make up these stories. You know, and it's how they do it. It's not good. All right. Let's see. So Jess has got what he needed, and now Fred and Wing, and John in South Dakota, and then we're going to talk with Ruben a little bit about some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful service dogs that can help a vet. So hang on for that, too. Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, you're talking the ag issue and the corporation farming today. No, this afternoon you're going to do Energy Matters, right?
I am.
Listen to that. I listen to that show. I'm interested in the oil industry, interested in all the industries. But price is going really down. The last time that happened, they laid off people by the thousands. And they all had to leave. They lost their jobs. Big corporations. That's the difference between in corporation farming. If that takes over, if we let them get a nose under the tent, it'll be the same thing. Corporation farms don't care about the price of the commodity because they take the commodity off their own farms that they own and they sell it because they are a monopoly and they own and they're able to do their processing in their plants and then sell the, and they don't have to sell it. They just transport it. And then it goes into the grocery store and they make their money there off the consumer. So should the farmers right now stop production by 20% to get our prices up? I think we should. But the difference is we all live here. We got to keep going. We got to keep things going. And our markets are being destroyed. We only have four commodities now that actually have an open market. And that, and those commodities are wheat, soybeans, corn, and cattle. And that's all the prices that they give us when they give us the markets up every day. Even when Gene Grainer comes on, he comes on and he gives us markets. We only have three commodities, corn, wheat, and cattle, and soybeans. And the rest of the stuff is all done by contracts with great big corporations. We're being, the farming industry is being taken over by these things, and we just have to have something to fight against it. I don't mind if somebody wants to go farm big, fine. If they want to hire 14, 15 people and pay the wages and pay their health care and all that, fine, if you can do it. But the family farm is still the most economical way to grow this grain, and it's proven over and over again that the food supply is being supplied by smaller farmers in North Dakota. But you go to some other states like Idaho, even Minnesota now, Montana, all you're seeing is large corporate farms. They've taken over the irrigation in Idaho. I mean, you can drive through there, and there isn't a family farm anywhere left, not one. And just gigantic agribusinesses. And do we want that, Scott? Do we want that?
Well, I think what you're describing is change and is different, and I think you ought to decide whether you want that or not. So I think that if Fred wants to stay that family farm and do that, you do. Now, I agree with you on the price side. That's why I think what Donald Trump is doing, while no doubt causing, you know, some short-term pain, it's not as bad as it's been portrayed by the fake news media or the left politically, because obviously soybeans are as much down right now. They're about, you know, within spitting distance of where they are when, you know, there's this much production. There's a lot of production out there. But I'd like it to be your choice. I'd like a free market to decide. I don't want anybody to say you can or you can't do that. I appreciate your take, as always, Fred. Thanks a ton. Let me get John in South Dakota in here. Go ahead, John.
Dave, you know, they're talking about family farms, and I was talking about this with my mom the other day. You know, a lot of this kind of was accelerated in my generation. You know, we're coming to the end of the 80s with the second worst presidency in the history of the United States when everything was down. A lot of kids my age were encouraged not to farm anymore because it was so terrible. And at the same time, this newfangled computer thing was coming out. A lot of kids my generation left the farms and went into computers. So that took a lot of the family farms away. But, you know, at the same time, farmers didn't do themselves any favors, on the, especially on the soybean side. I can remember big farms and corporations going down and buying up rainforest down in Brazil and developing all that and to make soybeans. Now who's one of our biggest competitors on the soybean market worldwide is Brazil. You know, there's a lot of that stuff that goes on. And then you see stuff on TV like I seen last year where, I don't know if it was the Minnesota Soybean Producers Association or some big soybean producer commissions $155,000 big diesel pickup to be made on TV. Well, that doesn't look real good. If you got all that money to spend, I guess you're not hurting that bad.
John, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I welcome this conversation. I want to continue this conversation. Daryl Lease is filling in a couple of days next week for me from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and he's obviously participated in this conversation before as well. So let's keep it going. Appreciate the thoughts and the comments for sure. Our next guest is Reuben Penske, and Reuben has a mission in life, and that is to get veterans service dogs. He is has some wonderful service dogs. He's been breeding those, and you might have seen him at a Walmart or two around the region where he's had conversations with people. Today is Giving Tuesday, so if you go online to a website that Reuben is going to tell us about, your donation is matched, which is really a neat thing. So look forward to learning more about this. Reuben, how are you?
Hey, Frontiersman Scott. I'm great. Rocket Blondie. Shelly says hi.
I've met these two beautiful dogs, Rocket Blondie and Shelly, and they are...
Rover service dogs. Yeah, our Rover service dog has evolved since we met you 5 years ago in 2013. And in Tioga, North Dakota, you invited me to speak to a community group in 2013, and Rocket Blondie was just in her training. She was certified to be my service dog a couple months later. Since then, we have her two kids, Nakota and Tasha. Actually, Tasha's name is Tioga Tasha. And Nakota had 12 puppies last January. And we're training them to be service dogs, and we anticipate Tasha to have puppies soon.
And
for service dogs.
The fundraiser I mentioned today on Giving Tuesday is on Facebook under Rover Service Dogs. That's where you can find it.
Right.
If folks go there, donate, it's matched. What happens with those dollars? What are you able to do for veterans?
Well, for a veteran or their child, we can continue to develop these young Rover service dogs and some of the upcoming Rover service dogs with a roving, innovative strategy, roving service dogs. And this strategy has come out of our own survival adventure, Rocket Blondie, myself, since I was injured by toxic chemicals 9 years ago. And so a roving service dog is a temporary healing assignment that our dogs go out and do for a day, 2 weeks, or 2 months with a veteran who's been injured, either active duty or post duty, or their child. Our dog will be handled by volunteers. So if there's a community that wants to participate and sponsor a roving service dog, this dog can be on duty and do these rotating temporary healing assignments to get a veteran or their child connected with healing resources, and then guide them to get a full-time service dog. Also, we're doing permanent placements with our rovers. So the fundraising helps us continue to train and develop these young dogs, as well as offer with our adult dogs the roving healing resource strategy.
And again, Facebook today is the place to go to find this. I'll put it up on our Facebook page. We'll get Todd to share it as well, and then you can find the link so you can be part of this Heart of America tour. Rover Service Dogs are volunteer mentors, and they go to veterans. So they help veterans, or as Reuben told you, a friend as well. We'll give you the exact address here in a moment when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Pembina and McHenry counties in North Dakota, a 1,700-acre crop farm in Daniels and Valley counties in Montana, a 3,400-acre ranch auction on the North Dakota-South Dakota border in Sioux County, North Dakota, an extensive truck construction and farm equipment auction in Steele, North Dakota on November 29th. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi folks, this is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Watford City High School Auditorium at 7:30 Wednesday, November 28th. Tickets for the all-new show are available at Watford City Banks and Medora.com.
Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speed Rower SP Windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I think we should crank up the Christmas music here. I love Fly, Robin Fly. It pumps me up, but we'll give you a little Christmas selection before we end the show today, just to prove we're in the Christmas spirit here on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you very much. Congressman Kevin Cramer tomorrow and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't forget, we'll be in Jamestown. That's right, Jamestown tonight for a little gathering for folks interested in joining us in Norway next summer, June 15th through the 30th. We're off to Norway, and we've been having these meetings around the state talking to folks. They're not really meetings. Meetings sound like I don't want to go to a meeting. It's a conversation. It's a little informal gathering. It's a chance to do, some questions and answers about the trip. And the Pizza Ranch Restaurant in Jamestown tonight. Pizza Ranch Restaurant tonight, 5:30 to 7. I'll be there. My wife Maria will be there. Answer any questions you might have. We have brochures and maps and tell you all about the trip. So it should be fun. Don't forget the Thursday event in Minot has been postponed. We're going to do that in either December after the first of the year. So postpone that one, November 29th, Badlands Restaurant. Okay, so Midnight Sun Tour. Yeah, you can see the sun at midnight. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. All right, we're talking with Ruben Elijah Penske about the Rovers and this incredible story of getting service dogs for the vets, but also for their family members as well. And today, if you go to, I've got a link at my Facebook page, and as well, I've tagged Todd and KFYR and AM1100 The Flag. I think we got everybody on there, so you can find it good and easy as well, okay, for this event. Ruben, anything else you want us to know about the good work you're doing and how folks can help?
Well, we're trying to keep the Rovers warm this winter. We're building a kennel, winter palace, a small steel shed. That's one of the factors. These are service dogs in training. We have 12 that are literally, we're working with veterans in Minnesota. We're also interested in partnering in North Dakota. I have, Rocket Blondie and I have had our adventure in North Dakota. That's how we met you. One of the unique things about our innovative roving strategy and our permanent placement service dogs is that we will help a veteran who's been injured after duty, like post-duty, not just while they're in the war zone or in the military. And then there's very rare that a child can connect with a service dog. There are just so few service dogs. They're long waiting lists. If a child has a disability or a serious trauma, or such as an autistic child at a veteran's family. So we are developing these young dogs, Rovers in training, invite your listeners to partner with us to keep developing these young, talented dogs that are highly communicative and I believe have the same healing gift that God put in me throughout my ministry.
There is a big day today. It's called Giving Tuesday. Facebook's already matched $7 million in donations online, so that makes the day extra special on a day to do it and learn more about it and see if we can't help out some vets. Thank you, Ruben. Appreciate the effort very much, and good luck today on a big day, Giving Tuesday. Okay, we have a couple minutes left on What's on Your Mind. I've got a couple of texts I haven't got to, including this one related to the farming issue. Take 10 family farmers out of a small community, replace them with a big corporation. If they have bigger, more updated machinery and replace them with 5 foreign workers here on visas, you'll have 10 less families with kids going to the schools, 10 families going to the grocery store, 10 less dads getting their haircut at the barbershop. You'll have 10 less couples going to the movie theater. Soon there won't be enough mail to even keep the post offices open in these small towns. That is why these small towns are dying. If a corporation makes $10 an acre farming 30,000 acres, a family farm must make 100 an acre on 3,000 acres to turn the same profit, which is becoming difficult to complete when profit margins are already slim to operate. Totally get it. Totally understand what you're saying. Although I would say, I don't think North Dakota is dying. I don't think, are there some small towns that have less people today? Yes, but are the other cities bigger? You bet. So I don't think they're, flocking. There's opportunities. There's in fact, more job openings than there are people seeking those job openings. So there's plenty to come here for and have a family and everything else. And, the other thing is, what's a big corporation? If I am a farmer and the neighbor's land comes up for sale and I buy that, and then the neighbor to that, parcel comes up and I buy that and I grow, I have more people working for me, and I don't see that as a big corporation. It's bigger, but so I think what the texture is describing is change. It's just simply change, and it does happen. But look forward to the conversation. Can we play a little bit of this Christmas song? We don't have time for all of it, but you'll get the gist of it here, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Andy Williams classic with a little bit of a change, don't you think, Todd? It's just slightly different. Roll it and see if folks can detect what is different about the song here.
Donald! Donald! Help me, Donald! Get us back! Get us back! I don't care what happens to Hillary! Get America back to honoring family again! Help us, Donald, please! Please! Make America great again! Make America great again! Make America great again! Please, God, help Donald Trump make America great again!
Sounds like Andy Williams, but it's not Andy Williams, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's not.
It's the most wonderful time in 8 years.
There you go, folks. Our first Christmas wish for you. God bless you, and thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.